Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss. Commissioner Anderson, you're the one that wanted to bring it to the regular agenda, so I'll open up to you first.
Yes, sir. I've been doing some research on this, and I'm all for anything we do to protect kids and safety. They are flying through these zonings. But right now, all of this, I have been reading on this company, I do not like, but with AI. And me, I'd like to hold off on signing this contract till we can find out a little bit more about this company. But what I've read so far, it's not been real good with them. And I'd appreciate if the board would look into it a little bit more before we agree to sign the contract. Y'all got anything?
This is the school speed zone camera thing in Santa Rosa County. Finally came to a vote at the board yesterday, and it had been on the consent agenda after Tuesday's meeting. Tuesday is kind of like the agenda review. They call it the committee meeting. And, you know, and then Ray, and he's like, I'd like to move that under the regular agenda. And then, you know, he's either been thinking about it or reading about it, or somebody's been barking in his ear. It's probably some combination of all three. And he says, I think we ought to hold off on executing this contract for these things. I got concerns about that AI and stuff. So Colton Wright says, fine, I'll be the bad guy who stands up for public safety.
Yeah, I'll chime in. I'll certainly be the bad guy on this one. I think it's, I find it interesting that when I hear comments and social media posts and videos people put out about Big Brother and you know, the cameras and surveillance state, but you either have to be off the grid all the way, or you're just straight up on the grid.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's, listen, you can always complain about the next step of more surveillance, but thinking that by preventing the Flock license plate readers, what Chief Winstrom very accurately describes as a pretty low grade level of surveillance, even though he, you know, he recognizes they can be misused, and but he also recognizes there are other far more intrusive forms, and he's against a lot of the more intrusive forms of surveillance. But that's the point. I mean, you know, if you think that you've got your phone, cracks me up. I wish I watched the meetings sometimes instead of just listening to them, but I have to assume, only because I have not seen it, but I have to assume that when the socialists come and pitch their fit every meeting at the city council, they're reading off their phones, complaining about surveillance.
Yes. As I sit here telling you how bad it is to allow anybody to track our motions, I'm reading to you, of course, off of the notes on my phone with location enabled, and I've got Google Maps up over here, which is based entirely on the movements of phones, and I got the Google email up over there. It's like, unless you guys are, you know, have everything turned off and you're just using your phone like a brick tablet, you know, like, what? Come on now, be serious.
Unless you drive an automobile that doesn't have a computer-controlled ignition system, you can already be tracked everywhere you go. Somebody could shut your car off remotely. It happens. If you live in a neighborhood where one of your neighbors has a Ring doorbell camera,
guess what?
Facing away from their door, you're on surveillance. If it happens to be right across the street from you, they're surveilling your front yard. There is no expectation of privacy in public anymore, okay? And there just isn't. Everyone has a cell phone. We're on camera right now. We're being videoed by additional people outside of the video that we already provide.
So who's really behind all of this?
License plate readers already exist on the interstates as it is and other roadways. Your tag is already being captured right now. Every time you go across Garcon Point Bridge, you go to Pensacola Beach, your tag's being taken for those tolls.
Correct.
I don't understand the argument about the Big Brother state. I think that it generally comes from people that are extremely far left wing, and then a whole group of people that are part of the sovereign citizen movement that don't understand that driving is a privilege, not a right, and they're just basically anti-authoritarian, and they just don't like the laws applying to them.
I don't disagree. I will say this. I don't think I've said this on the air, but I was talking with somebody the other day about, you know, what is it about the surveillance and the license plate readers and all of that that does, you know, nag at me? And I'll tell you what it is. Sort of my whole life, I've always put myself in not necessarily the sci-fi movie, but the movie where the government's trying to get you and you're trying to get away. You know, I mean, it goes back at least as far as Terminator. I'm in the resistance, you know, like I'm firing my laser pulse rifle at the Terminators and, you know, but it's also movies where, or TV shows or just fiction stories where, you know, the government's some oppressive government and you're the innocent victim in some whatever. And I just want to know that I could be able to escape to Mexico if I need to. I remember when we had, you know, we used to have passports. And then we got rid of them. We don't let them lapse because it was, you know, it's expensive to renew. And then we paid for that dearly for not having renewed them, because then when you actually create them, you have to create it from scratch. It's very expensive. But I remember thinking at the time, like, oh, no, no, I can't flee to Mexico if I have to. I can't flee to Canada if I have to. And you're like, well, what sort of normal person worries about? I don't know normal people. I just know what I think, you know. And I like to be able to believe that when push comes to shove and, you know, the local political machine or the federal government or the whoever, they're out to get me because I'm a homeschooler or what, you know, whatever, like the weird things you imagine, you know, in the future where reading the Bible is made illegal. Ah, crap. You know, so I like to believe that I can get in my car and just take off and get there safely. I have said this, at 55, I think I'm past my prime on, you know, law breaking and evading. So I don't know that I care that much anymore. John, you were going to weigh in on that. Am I wrong? Have you ever had these thoughts?
I've had it a few times, but I was going to let you know I can smuggle you over the border.
Oh, all right.
I know people.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want you to
You've got
aware.
A network of people. Yeah. Probably also are being surveilled and, you know, have remote shut off engines or whatever. Anyway, but Colton brings up a good point here, which is that you got to trust somebody. Now, I know for some of you, you're like, yeah, that's the first pill, bro. Okay. You got to at some point make a decision about trusting somebody. I know our sheriffs. I know our police chiefs. You know, I don't necessarily trust all of our politicians. I know them, too. Some of them I do. Some of them are very good. You know, Colton Wright, he gets my gold star, okay? No problem. So some people I trust a lot. Their judgment, their wisdom, their character, you know. I trust our local law enforcement, the leadership levels. I know all of them personally. I trust them. And Colton says, listen, they care about personal liberty. They care about the Constitution. These are not raging liberals. These are not surveillance state advocates. These are people who also have these concerns, and they say this is fine. Take that for something.
I have no problem. The Sheriff's Department is comfortable with the contract. I'm comfortable with the contract. We've already passed the ordinance. That ordinance was passed unanimously by every member of this board, including yourself.
To Ray Eddington.
I mean, if you want to make a motion, you want to take it to a vote, we can certainly do that. But I think the board was very comfortable with it, or at least four of us, because we put it on the consent agenda to begin with.
Right.
And I'm certainly willing to take the heat from anybody over it.
Bobby Burkett has been consistent on this.
My whole purpose of pushing for this to begin with, especially when I saw the speeds that was recorded, people driving through these speed zones, 68 mile an hour, 77 mile an hour, with the lights flashing. If this will stop some of that and save one child, I mean, we've been fortunate so far. None of them has been hit here. I don't want my grandchild to be the first one. I don't want any of your children to be the first one. So if this will stop some of it, I'm for it.
Now, also keep in mind, I mean, again, it's an important distinction to make. The difference between a speed camera on a school zone connected to a flock camera that is not a license plate reader, that is just going to take a picture of the car and who's driving is the idea. It's going to take a picture. It's not a license plate reader, even though the language of the contract says license plate reader or this other kind of camera called a Condor. But there, it's not going to be the LPRs. It's going to be the Condor. That's the point. But yeah, I mean, the speeding is terrible, and this works. It's worked everywhere it's been tried. 90 to 95 or more percent reduction in the speeding in the school zone. And if that saves lives, well, that's the point.
But people worrying about Big Brother, if everyone that's complained has got one of these in the hand, I'm quite sure. These things here, every single thing you say, and I can prove it. So this worse than the plot camera ever thought about being.
You trust Facebook more than you trust the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office? I mean, like, you have a conversation in your house. Well, you know, I've been thinking about getting myself a new blender. And what's the next thing you see in your Facebook feed? Blender ads. I mean, you know, it's insane. It's really insane. Okay, so Colton's like, well, we're divided. We got Ray on the one side, and we got Carrie and Bobby and me and Red on the other side. What are we going to do, Ray? What do you want to do? You pulled it from consent. What you want to do?
Sounds like we're divided. So, Commissioner Eddington, if you want to make a motion.
I will in just a second. What people don't understand, I think, these cameras will only work during the school zone. I think they believe in that it works all the time. It don't. Just during the school, what's going on.
That's right.
And I'm going to go ahead and make a motion. Y'all probably be mad at me, but I'm going to make a motion be approved without objection.
The what?
See, no objection, so moved. That was an interesting flip.
So he was against it before he was for it. And then he's like, I mean, I know I brought it off of consent, and I know I asked you to wait, and then since y'all aren't willing to wait, I'll go ahead and say, without objection, can we just go ahead and pass it? I can't explain it, but, you know, I don't ever want to give somebody too much grief for changing their mind if they come around to the side that makes the most sense to me, but, you know, it's still kind of an odd little development. And I do want to do, you know, I know it's 5:20 and not everybody's up yet, but there's always a podcast. I do want to give credit, because I said it briefly yesterday to Mike Wood, but I think that, you know, the socialists, and you might think that's a pejorative term, but it's just true. They, you know, it's the, what's the People's Party for Socialism and Liberation? It's the red shirt people. They show up and they admit it, you know, like Sir Brummett and some of the other folks who show up at city council protesting. Not all the people protesting the flat cameras are socialists, but the socialists are consistently showing up and protesting. And they were kind of going off of their standard talking points that they can get anywhere. And Chief Winstrom says, yeah, I've heard this everywhere. And it's not that he's against the, you know, he's in favor of participation. But he's like, I've heard these criticisms everywhere. Here's the answer, blank, blank, blank. And he gives all the answers. And I said, okay, now the ball's in your court. Are you going to ignore what he said, or are you going to adapt to what he said, or are you going to give up because he's answered your objections? Well, to their credit, okay, although I think they're totally wrong, and of course I think their premises are all completely crazy, but they have now showed up and responded to Chief Winstrom and even acknowledging, well, he said this, and we appreciate that, but...
First, I want to acknowledge and thank Chief Eric Winstrom for coming out to speak to the public about the city of Pensacola's use of Flock at the last city council meeting. That kind of transparency matters. Chief Winstrom even acknowledged the problem of Flock being used to watch protesters. I appreciate the chief's willingness to engage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's Pepper Weimer. This is Lindsay Otley, Kinsley Otley.
I'd like to address a few of Chief of Police Winstrom's comments in support of the use of Flock cameras at the last council meeting. Regarding the use of Flock during the mass shooting suspect arrest, while I commend the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office for apprehending the individual, a closer look at their coordination with Flock and other agencies shows potential security concerns. In a story about the arrest, a Frolic representative stated, there are a multitude of different enforcement agencies involved in this, and the ability for them to communicate and coordinate over a technology platform that they all share is really kind of important.
Yeah, listen, I think there's still good answers to the objections they're raising, but I appreciate that they are acknowledging that Chief Winstrom talked back to them, explained to them. They're then coming back with a response. That's how a conversation works. And listen, so I think they're completely wrong about a lot of things. I said, will they change? And they did adapt, and I want to credit them for that. So always credit people when they're willing to engage in the conversation and be reasonable, which, you know, I do. I want to give them credit for that. So they passed it in Santa Rosa County for the contract to go into place. City of Pensacola, of course, still uses, these are not school zone cameras. These are just the license plate readers. I know it kind of can be talking about two things at the same time. But anyway, that was kind of the two parts of that story that I wanted to get to you first this morning. Oh, by the way, there was all kinds of fascinating stuff in this meeting yesterday in Santa Rosa County. All the stuff I predicted. But we'll get to that later on in the show. For now, if you have a business and you have employees, you have health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability to manage, human resources, payroll, all of that, all the fun stuff, like the gravy, like you get up in the morning, you gotta, you know, do the work. But then what you get to do is employee benefits. No. I mean, that's the worst part of the job, right? Because it's expensive, and that frustrates you, and it's not as good as you want, and that frustrates you, and it's details, and you can't make it be what you want it to be. Okay, call Torgerson Causey. They're not miracle workers, but they are very, very good. And I know that when we took them on here at News Radio in Cat Country 5 years ago, they gave us choices we didn't have before, they gave us plans we didn't know about before, and they gave us customer service that we'd never experienced before. So they made it all better. They can't make it perfect, okay? You know, I'm not going to sell you some impossible thing, but they can make it better. So give them a chance. Have them come into your business, see what you're doing for no obligation. 433-9996 for more than 20 years, helping local businesses like yours manage all this stuff. Check them out online. Torgerson Consulting, tcbenefitsgroup.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-478-6430 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-478-6430. That's 800-478-6430. What do you have to lose? Call 800-478-6430. Again, 800-478-6430. 6430.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cop couldn't find his butt if he had a bell on it. You want to find an outlaw, you call an outlaw. You want to find a Dunkin' Donuts, call a cop.
Morning at 5:28 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Raising Arizona, if you don't remember. That's when the biker guy comes in. Man, a little Red Hot Chili Peppers to get you going on a Friday morning. 5:28, I think I already said that. Let's see. And Eglin. We don't know details. They've been very cautious about disclosing details. But apparently some kind of incident took place yesterday around 2 p.m. Injuries to two people. And transported to the hospital, and something, the damage was in the high-explosive research and development facility, is what we know. So, you know, Eglin makes a lot of things that go boom, and something happened, and two people were hurt. And we're praying for them, their families, and certainly hope that everything's okay for them and that they recover. And that's what we know, and that's what we're praying. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, did you see that Congress? So the Senate, because Bill Cassidy lost his primary, you know, Bill Cassidy, Trump opposed him, he lost his primary. And Cassidy's like, oh, screw it. I don't have to be nice to Trump anymore. So he joined some other moderate Republican senators, you know, like Lisa Murkowski and so forth. And they voted for a war powers declaration saying, hey, no more war without our approval. And it passed in the Senate. And then it went to the House. And Republicans in the House hold a very slim majority. But because people are frustrated over the progress of the Iran war and over questions about, you know, how it's being conducted and about ends, objectives, and goals, there were not enough Republicans to defeat the measure. So Mike Johnson pulled it and they did not even vote on it. Because, for example, you know, Massey is still in Congress, okay? And Tom Tillis is a Republican who has voted for it. And he said, this is not acceptable. And, you know, he said that the current status quo Pete Hegseth demonstrates his incompetence. Tom Tillis, that's a Republican telling press. So they just didn't have the vote because they knew they couldn't win the vote. So we're right on the edge of Congress taking action to stop or interfere with the Iran war.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump says he's willing to give Iran a couple of days to send its response to the latest U.S. proposal. While in Sweden this morning at a meeting of NATO leaders.
We await word on those conversations that are ongoing. There's been some slight progress. I don't want to exaggerate it, but there's been a little bit of movement, and that's good. The fundamentals remain the same. Iran can never have a nuclear weapon.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio adding.
They're trying to convince Oman, by the way, to join them in this tolling system in an international waterway. There is not a country in the world that should accept that.
NASCAR nation in mourning after a legendary driver suddenly dies.
Kyle Busch was battling a severe illness before his death, according to his family, but not much more is known.
Fox's Chandley Painter, the two-time NASCAR Cup Series champ, was known as Rowdy to fans, capturing more than 200 career wins. Kyle Busch was just 41 years old. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. It's 76 degrees. We've got cloudy skies this morning, and we will check our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Well, a Pensacola woman who made headlines earlier this year for allegedly urinating on Airbnb furniture is behind bars again. 31-year-old Nicolette Keough was arrested Wednesday on a new felony property damage charge. A judge set bond at $10,000 on Thursday. Keough will remain in the Escambia jail after her bond was revoked on a separate battery charge from back in March. Keough was originally arrested in March on two counts of felony criminal mischief after allegedly damaging furniture at two downtown Pensacola Airbnb homes on North Gillimard Street. Two military personnel were injured Thursday at Eglin Air Force Base. The base says both were taken by ambulance to HCA Florida Fort Walton Destin Hospital for treatment. Okaloosa County and base emergency services responded, along with an explosive ordnance disposal team. The base said the damage was confined to the High Explosive Research and Development Facility. The cause of that incident remains under investigation. Well, as you heard on Fox, two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Busch has died at the age of 41. Now, the racing community in Pensacola is feeling the loss deeply. Five Flag Speedway director Tim Bryant says Busch has a special connection to our area.
He is actually a two-time Snowball Derby winner, has run multiple times, and as recently as last year in the 58th running of the Snowball Derby. I think Kyle finished around 18th or so in the field. Obviously, had an illustrious Cup Series career. He's a two-time Cup Series champion, but stayed deeply entrenched with the short track community. Was a grassroots racer at heart.
Busch was hospitalized on Thursday with a severe illness. He died Thursday afternoon. No cause of death has been given. He won 63 Cup Series races, ninth all time, along with a record 102 Xfinity wins and 69 Truck Series victories. Bryant says Busch will be forever remembered at the Five Flags Speedway. Pensacola's Waterfront Mission is building an on-site dog kennel after receiving a $60,000 grant from nonprofit Red Rover. The 16-dog facility will allow homeless individuals to bring their pets while they access shelter and support services, removing a barrier that has kept a lot of pet owners from seeking help. The full project costs $160,000. Mission President Clay Romano says for many unhoused individuals, a pet is their only source of comfort and companionship. L. Ashley Moody celebrating the rollback of what she's referring to as the Green New Scam. Moody was at the Oval Office yesterday where President Trump announced the rollback of Biden-era energy policies. Moody said harmful, ultra-progressive policies drove up costs, hurt businesses, and undermined economic growth. It is 5:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
We are going to be looking at some rain today. 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise, high near 84 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, 40% chance of rain, high near 84. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping a 30% chance of rain on that Sunday with a high near 83 degrees. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 76, cloudy skies right now. Your next news at 6, breaking news. Anytime it happens, I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate climbed this week to its highest level in nearly 9 months. Freddie Mac reports that the benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 6.51% from 6.36% last week. Despite the sharp increase, the average rate remains below the 6.86% where it was a year ago. President Trump has called off plans to sign a new executive order on artificial intelligence. Hours before an expected White House ceremony, the president said he did not like what he saw in the order's text and was worried the measure would dull America's lead on AI technology. SpaceX scrubbed the test flight of its massive Starship rocket yesterday, a day after the company filed its IPO prospectus. The 12th test flight, which was pushed to today, will debut a third version of SpaceX's massive rocket. Company data says Elon Musk's reusable rocket maker has spent more than $15 billion on its Starship program. Futures are slightly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday through Monday, see America's tall ship, the U.S. Coast Guard Bark Eagle. It's the largest tall ship flying the stars and stripes. For tour information, see visitpensacola.com. Saturday, it's the annual Family Beach Fest at the Gulfside Pavilion from 3 till 7:30. The free concert honors God, family, and our military on Memorial Day weekend. See Family Beach Fest on Facebook for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
you gonna do?
And while we're on the topic of family, I must be honest. I've lost count of how many Winstrom parents and grandparents and relatives have moved here in the last 3 months, but it is a lot. And again, Chief Winstrom's dedication should be applauded here. He is so dedicated knowing that sales taxes to purchase police vehicles are calculated by the city's population that he has moved several, if not dozens, of Winstroms and others to town to increase said tax collection.
Yeah, his parents included and several others as well. Of course, yesterday, Chief Eric Winstrom now sworn in officially. But, you know, the mayor having a little bit of fun. But it is, I mean, that's kind of a statement, right? Because some people had this idea that, like, Chief was only going to come here for a couple years and then leave. Well, I mean, it sounds like everybody's invested. In fact, he said that his parents closed in their house before he and his wife, Rachel, did. So that's pretty impressive. Joining us now, we have Mike Wood. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. I think that was one of the best lines yesterday during that ceremony from the mayor, how true that is. And like you said, there's no doubt that he's all in, and it's not a stepping stone to something else. He's certainly all in. So it's great to see, and the amount of people, it was a packed house yesterday.
How much were you not responding when Matt Coverdale, now deputy chief, was commenting about his own displeasure about having to do public speaking?
Yeah, well, listen, that's a huge fear for a lot of people. But when you get into certain positions, you're going to have to do that. And that's just one of those things that, you know, that can be worked with. Nobody, I don't believe, is born to do that. It's something that you acquire, and he did a great job yesterday as well.
Although I'm pretty sure they're not going to let him back on SWAT wearing those glasses. But that age gets all of us, buddy.
I'm wearing some readers right now,
there
Andrew.
There you go. That's it. All right. I have some questions. One thing is in the agenda review for city council, they mentioned that there's going to be a SWAT activation, a practice drill over at, is it Old Baptist? And it's also PFD, Pensacola Fire, is going to be involved in this weekend. And also, did I hear next weekend? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's going to be throughout the week.
Okay.
And we're going to take advantage of these buildings because they're all different, and it's something we haven't trained in before. So just like a real scenario that you just don't know the situation with the building that you're about to go into. So every time we can get a different place to go, it's a huge plus. They don't really have to worry about tearing things up and having to repair them if something's accidentally destroyed. So that's what they're going to be doing. There's going to be a lot of police and fire action over in that area in the next week, and that's what's going on. It's just some training.
Very good. You know, I've been kind of talking about the Campus Guardian program because Friday the governor signed this law, so it's only, you know, what, 5 days old. But still, it's six, I guess. But still, the question for the Escambia County Sheriff, of course, for UWF. UWF says that they are, they're, you know, working on it. No decision has been made. I would expect that they'll say yes. PSC, you know, that came up in their board meeting yesterday. They've actually, they're moving forward with some variant of the Campus Guardian bill that doesn't seem to involve necessarily teachers, but other staff that are security staff that would otherwise not be armed. They're going to look into screening them and arming them. So I support that. But have you, as PPD, had any conversation with, you know, any of the, I guess, let's see, PCC is now part of the county, but then PSC also, or some part of the city, and PSC is also part of the city. So have you guys had any conversation with anybody yet about the Guardian program?
And not that I'm aware of. I'm not in all of these meetings, but if that's something that has been discussed, we'll be able to let you know at a later point. The PSC has their police department, and I'm sure that discussions are being held there as well.
I said it, but now I can't. Is PCC in the city or in the county? It's in the county.
Yeah, that's in the county.
It's in the county.
Yeah,
it was the Baptist, that property got brought into the city a couple years ago. Okay, thank you for clarifying. We haven't had a lot of incidents, which I will take, you know, I will take that for sure, you know. But we also have some more charges on the, let's just call her the Airbnb performance artist.
You know, as a PIO, sometimes you want a story just to die and go away forever. and this one just keeps popping up. And it did again. We've charged this young lady once again with damaging an Airbnb without going into it too much. I believe everybody knows what the situation with this. But this time she caused over $17,000 worth of damage in a single home. So
this is a separate incident. This is a new incident.
Yeah, this is a, yes. Well, I don't know if it's it happened when all the others did.
Oh, I
it
see.
Just
okay.
Came to light. I believe that's what the situation is, and we do expect more charges because of more incidents.
Unbelievable. All right, Mike. I have a generally unserious question for you, but it did make me think about it. You know, when I think it was Matt Coverdale was making the joke yesterday about how maybe you know he has to go bald to fit in with the Eric Winstrom crowd. Have they approached you about unhairing?
Well, Mother Nature has. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. I appreciate you bringing that up, but what can you do?
Well, you know, it's kind of it's an odd thing, but a lot of police officers do shave their heads, and the reason is actually very practical, right?
Yeah, I mean, it gives somebody something less to grab onto in a struggle, and you know, it's in the uniforms. People wonder, why do you have your uniform so tight? And that's why. So there's less to grab onto during a struggle. So, yeah, there's many reasons why folks do it. But a lot of it has to do with age. You know, it comes to a point to where you're tired of fighting it and you just shave it all off.
Yeah, it's simpler and it's easier to maintain. And it's, like you say, one less thing that you can get grabbed on during a fight. I mean, a ponytail is not an advantage when you're trying to grapple with somebody. I did want to, you know, something interesting with the chief that I wanted to mention. I had the socialists have been showing up at city council protesting the flock cameras, you know, the license plate readers. And I have said, and even the chief has mentioned, that it sounds like they're talking out of their talking points. Well, the chief then spoke and explained a lot of things and answered a lot of objections. And my thought was, okay, we're going to find out whether these are, you know, members of the community and really serious, if they engage with what he said, or if they just revert to their talking points. And I want to play a clip for you because I know both as a PPD and also as a communications person, you're going to appreciate this, and I want you to talk about it a little bit. But this was Lucas Pallone at the most recent city council meeting.
I want to address some of the comments Chief Winstrom made at the last meeting. Now, the chief has mentioned that there's a draft policy that will be coming out on the PPD website about how the flock cameras are used and audited. We've been told searches will only be allowed if they're part of an investigation and have a case number attached. This is a step in the right direction. I don't want to discredit that. I think it's a good move. But I'm afraid that even with that policy in place, it won't be secure.
Now, first thing, I assume the policy is still in craft stage. Is that right, Mike? We're not done yet with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the thing that I thought was interesting about this is, to me, this is an example of sort of community policing because there was a controversy. The chief went to the city council, he addressed their concerns, and now he's invited and created a conversation. And both as a cop and as a communications expert, I thought you would appreciate I want to give credit to them for advancing the conversation and continuing to talk about this, and credit to him for doing the same thing. But communication is always better. Don't silence is the worst communication strategy. I wanted to give you a chance to talk about that because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, that's absolutely it. You know, we could go and say, these things are coming, get used to it and just be quiet. That's not how we want to approach this. It's new to the community, and we want everybody to understand how we plan on addressing these privacy issues. And Chief Winstrom has been through this before. He has a plan. We're not going to just throw this out there and hope it works. It's going to be something that's well thought out, something that we're more prepared than ever to have audited. And to show that we're not just arbitrarily looking at people's license plate for no reason at all. Each tag that's run will have a case number or a CAD number attached to it, which means that there is something going on with that vehicle. It's not just something that we want to go after somebody's car just for the heck of it, and that will be caught in an audit. So we appreciate the questions, and the chief is going to, as time goes on, address each and every one of these concerns, and we're hoping that everybody will be as comfortable with this as they possibly can moving forward. And a lot of times when you're not real sure how an department is going to handle issues, that's why you're concerned. And we certainly understand that. And Chief Winstrom will be able to answer all of these questions in the near future.
And I particularly want to emphasize that to me, you and I have been talking for so many years. And I know you teach public information officers around the state at least, and you teach communication strategy. And you know, the number one mistake that not just cops, but any entity makes is silence. You know, if you say nothing, the worst things will get said about you, and that's what will circulate. And you have to speak into that crisis. And the only thing that's almost as bad as saying nothing is saying some corporate speak nonsense that doesn't carry any content either. And that's not an answer either. And again, I just thought you as a communications professional would appreciate that. And, you know, that fits with everything that you've always taught and trained and modeled.
Yeah, you're not fooling anybody when you do that. When you with the corporate speak, they've heard that before. That, you know, you can look at it. You can tell when something's ChatGPT or copied off the internet. You need to talk to people. You need to really talk to people and help them understand what you're doing. And transparency is something big on with Chief Winstrom, and you're going to see a lot more of that from the PPD.
Yeah, and I love that. I mean, just, you know, think about what you think of a person who says no comment, and it's never positive. And but people, you know, talking, that builds relationship, that de-escalates things, and, you know, that's the idea. And anyway, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I thought you'd appreciate that. Do you, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know?
Yeah, so this one, I saw the old Hawaii Five-O back in the 70s, but I remember seeing it on CSI and a lot of other cop shows. When you see the lead people in the show, the lead detectives, and it's time to serve a search warrant or go bust into a house, they are always the first ones in with no vest on, and the newer shows are getting a little bit better. They're starting to put vest on, but still no helmet. But the stars of the shows are always the first through the door, and the SWAT team is behind them. That is not how it works at all.
You're telling me that the female detective armed with a revolver and no vest doesn't lead the SWAT team in with their semi-automatic or automatic weapons? Really? That's not how that happens?
Yeah, neither does the crime scene unit. So,
nice.
So, yeah, the SWAT team trains in this. Again, we talked about the training they're going to be going through next week. This is a highly dangerous situation that requires knowledge and training and special equipment. Those are the guys through the door first. The detectives that are in charge will most likely be across the street in their cars waiting on that building to be cleared before they enter the building. So, yeah, that's a big myth right there.
That one cracks me up, because I had thought of that when I was watching a show recently. I'm like, oh, man, I'd have thought. But it hadn't raised itself up to the question I should ask you. So I'm glad you brought that up, because it is so just like everything else that is portraying law enforcement is completely absurd. So well done, sir. I appreciate that one. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for the time. Thanks for the information. I have one last one. You ready? This is actually the most important question of the day. And you are going to be the answer. There's a street in Pensacola.
Okay,
there's a street in Pensacola. The spelling of the street is R-O-M-A-N-A. What is the correct pronunciation of this street?
It's Romana.
Yes. All right, cool.
Just like, you know, Texar and Cervantes. I mean, there's all, you know, when you're new to the city, and I came in from out of town, I got all of that wrong, and I was quickly corrected, and I've never forgotten it. So, yeah, it's Romana.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Mike, Mike, as always, thank you for the time and for solving all the mysteries of the world. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
Debate resolved. Yeah. Can't wait to talk to the mayor next week. All right, 5:52 on News Radio 92. You know what, actually?
Oh, that's going to be good.
I do want to give credit to DC, because when we had this question on Wednesday, and I asked him, are you trying to correct my pronunciation? He's like, why? What? I don't know. Maybe you're the right one. Like, he was open to the possibility that maybe he got it wrong too. And I'm not a native. I just, you know, listen and try to fit in. So there you go. All right. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection, good quality cars, but it's not, listen, the product, ultimately, you know, you're buying a product, right? You want a good price on a fair car that's, you know, in good condition. That's all they sell is A, quality cars, cars that are really almost new, but not brand new, right? They're going to run for 100,000 or 10 years. That's what they warranty to. It's cars that are like 2, 3, maybe 1 year young, 10,000 to 40,000 miles, one owner, probably maybe two at most. But the point is, they don't just sell this product at a good price. That's true. They treat you the way you want to be treated. Like they're a decent, you know, like neighbors, like friends, like they're doing the golden rule. The idea is, you know, the reason you feel icky a lot of times when you go to a car place is because they treat you like a car place. They treat you like they're just trying to, you know, get everything they can out of you that one time. And if they never see you again, that's fine by them. Well, Frontier, it's different. They were like, we're going to like to see you 4, 5, or 6 times over the course of your life. So we're going to treat you well so you want to come back. So you don't have that icky feeling with all the games and the silliness. Anyway, go try it for yourself. See, the selection is amazing. The prices are quite good. And the people are fantastic. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Maximilian and my robots only run this ship the way I wish it run.
And in this trial that I'm going through, and I don't question cause I know it's true, that the sorrow brings me back to you. You have made me stronger. It's been 40 days and 40 nights down with the man in charge.
Third day is just great. John, were you a big Third Day fan?
A couple of songs, okay. But I like this one. I was just jamming to it.
Oh, it's a great song. So I hate to do this. I'm going to move directly from Third Day to AOC. I wanted to fade out the music. I don't want any crossing over here. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proving once again why she's the best.
It is time for the North to pull up to the South.
Pull up.
It is time for New York to pull up to Alabama.
Pull up.
It is time for all of us to come to Georgia, to Louisiana, to Tennessee, to Mississippi, and let them know exactly what they have uncorked with this injustice.
Pull up.
Think they can draw us out of power. They do not know the sleeping giant that they just awakened.
Reach, sister. All right. Keeps going. Trust me, this will pay off.
Because it is not a coincidence, and our whole country must understand that it was not until voting rights were ratified in this country that we got the Great Society.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Black Americans have the right to vote and that vote is protected, our schools get funded. When voting rights are protected, health care gets expanded.
Mm-hmm.
When voting rights are protected, our country moves forward.
That's right, sister. Pull up!
And Montgomery, that's what they're actually afraid of. They're afraid of us coming together. They're afraid of us protecting one another. Alabama is the crucible. Georgia is the crucible. Tennessee, Louisiana, Mississippi is the crucible. So if you are not from here, it is time to pull up. Because
Hold
what
up.
They thought was the final blow is actually just the opening silo.
Wait, what?
Was she talking about pull-up diapers or something?
Wait, it was the opening what?
Because what they thought was the final blow is actually just the opening silo. Yeah.
Do you mean salvo? Do you mean a round of artillery fire? Or do you mean a grain storage tube?
Because what they thought was the final blow is actually just the opening silo.
Yeah, take that. That's my opening silo, man.
Don't take my grains.
Pull up with your corn, your barley. Pull up your buckwheat. Pull up.
Your pants.
With your opening silo.
Just the opening silo.
But then I figured it out. It's a whole new kind of technology that she expects for that next generation of warfare that we'll use in a future war.
German, Japanese, Italian immigrants doing World War XI.
Ah! Yeah. Now I get it.
Now it all makes sense.
Ilhan
Andrew.
Omar is talking about World War XI, and AOC is talking about the opening silo of World War XI.
Right.
The squad is teaching us all which words don't actually fit things that they're saying. Transgressive moral service comes up in 20 minutes. Find out why Brother Andrew is so happy with the NAACP and Quinta Brunson coming up.